We're in the second Hallelujah, in the middle. Ma'odeid Arnavim Hashem Mashbil Rishon Adei Aretz. So in the Siddur Agra, he says what this pasuk is alluding to is how usually when you have like a war between two sides, so there's the side that's going to be stronger, have better strategy, be very enthusiastic. They're definitely going to win and beat over a side that doesn't have strategy and isn't ready and is weak. And yet, still we find, so it should be that throughout time and over history, since the Rishon, they're always usually stronger. They're very enthusiastic about the bad things that they're fighting for and standing for. It's also each person's personal Yitzhahara. And they want to overcome the good. It should have been that the Rishon would have overpowered by now. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly Ma'odeid Anavim Hashem. Hashem encourages and gives strength to the Anavim, to the humble ones, who are usually weaker. Mashbil Rishon Adei Aretz, and Hashem lowers and throws down the Rishon all the way down to the ground. And that's a constant process that's keeping the world going and doesn't let the Ra ever overtake the world completely. He keeps he holds the reins on it, that it shouldn't get out of control, and that eventually when the Geula comes, he's going to completely be mashbil the Rishon down to the ground, and they're going to lose all their strength altogether. And the Anavim, the Tzadikim, so they're going to be raised up. And it's interesting how you see over here that in this pasuk, the opposite of Rishon is Anavim, humble ones. So humility, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and that we have nothing of our own and we're completely dependent on Him, etc. Anava seems to be, in this puzzle, the opposite of Rishus. In the Rav Victor Miller, though, he has a different, I wouldn't say he's arguing, just a different focus in this puzzle. He's saying, in this puzzle, is that if you ever see somebody that's weak, poor and weak, it's not because, he's not so good at what he does, or he didn't get a good job, or all those explanations that you attribute to it aren't true. It's because Mashbil Rishon Adei Aretz. If you ever see anybody that has wealth and strength or honor and ability, it's because Ma'odeid Anavim Hashem. Now, it doesn't mean that he necessarily right now deserves it, but because of something maybe that he once did, whatever it is, Hashem is the one that gives people who have strength their strength, and those that lose it, he's the one that had them lose it or not have it to begin with. Ma'odeid Anavim Hashem Mashbil Rishon Adei Aretz. Enu LaHashem B'toda Zamru L'Kenu B'chinor. Enu. So we find in other places, let's say in the Torah, Parshas Kitavo, Va'anita Va'amarta. When you bring the Bikurim, it says Va'anita Va'amarta. And Rashi says over there, I think, Va'anita, raise your voice over there and thank Hashem. So Enu often could be raising of the voice. That's what Shtamin says, raise your voice to Hashem betoda in thanks. Verbalize your thanks to Hashem and raise your voice in that. Zamru lelokeinu bekinor. So zamru is with musical instruments. You know, raise your voice and use musical instruments, says the Malbim, to your God. Why do I say elokeinu? Why not lelokim? Because we're referring to His personal watching over, taking care of, and guiding us. Lelokeinu bekinor. So in the Siddur Agra, the son of the Agra says that every musical instrument has a different thing within a person that it arouses. It arouses a certain feeling, a certain midah, a certain attitude. And the kinor, he says, wakes up a person from his slumber. Not literally someone that's sleeping that wakes them up, maybe also that. But a kinor is something that, like, you know, usually we just like kind of stagnant and in the zone of just continuing and maybe spiritually sleeping or whatever it is. So the kinor arouses that, pulls out our feelings and wakes our soul out of its slumber, out of its sleep. That's what the kinor does. So use a kinor, arouse yourself out of your spiritual slumber that doesn't recognize all the myriad of unbelievable things that Hashem is constantly doing for us, and thank Him. So raise your voice up in thanks. Play musical instruments. Which one? The kinor. Wake yourself out of the slumber that doesn't recognize all the good things that Hashem is doing for you right now and all the time, and thank Him. And now, remember how we had said that sometimes you could be in the galus and you don't understand how is this ever going to end. It looks so bleak. It looks so impossible that anything could change over here. We're so deeply into this and it hasn't changed in a long time. So notice, it says, Hamachase Shemayim Ba'avim. Hashem suddenly could cover the heavens with clouds. Like the sky could be clear in a very short time. Suddenly, he just filled the whole place with clouds. It's going to rain. Everything just turned around. Hamichin La'aretz Matar. He set up the whole earth in a way and prepared it the rain. He set up the world based on how it's going to rain there. Meaning, you'll have certain lands that have a lot of readily available water. Streams and lakes and accessible water that's all over the place. So it may rain less over there. It doesn't need it as much. Then you'll have other areas which doesn't have as many bodies of water. So it would rain more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he set up planet Earth, he set it up in a way that there will be water available to everybody across the planet that's going to need it. He set up the Earth based on the rain that he was going to send. Hamatzmiach harim chatzir. Hashem suddenly sprouts forth in the mountains. Chatzir. It's like a, I don't know if that's something that grows. I don't know what the English word for chatzir is. But you know, like sometimes you can see like a mountain, it looks barren. And then suddenly, like within a day or two, the whole thing is green. Or has some flowers on it, or whatever it is. Like it can really just happen completely quickly. What could be one way, and then it just flips around and is different. So too, that's what it's going to be like when the Geula comes, and things that look like it can't change, it's stuck like that. Hashem could turn it around. That's not just with the Geula; just in each person's life. So it's flowing with what we said. Ma'odei Navim Hashem, Mashba Hashem Adei Aretz. It looks like he has power now. Hashem could just throw him right down the next day. Everything could turn around. Looks like he's weak. Hashem could suddenly raise him up. Look, the heavens fill up with clouds. Suddenly, could rain. The mountain could suddenly be sprouting forth things. Everything could happen very quickly. Notein lebehem alachma. He sprouts forth chatzir on the mountain, and that chatzir is animals eat that, pasture that. So now the animals have their bread, and Hashem doesn't only give bread to the animals in that way. Quickly, he had it available. Livnei orev asheikro, something specific about bnei orev, says of Shteimen, that unlike other animals, where their parents initially feed them and bring them their food or nurse them, whatever it is, the bnei orev, the mother is cruel, and she doesn't take care of her offspring. But Hashem brings them different worms and bugs to fly right to them to eat them. So from the Bnei Orev, we see that it doesn't matter how strong or weak an animal is. It's Hashem that's taking care of them. And if what usually happens, the parents feeding them, doesn't take place, it doesn't change anything. They still end up having their food. Hashem just brings them their flies and brings them their worms, and they have what to eat. So Bnei Orev Asheikro, that from the way Hashem gives food to the Behema and to the Bnei Orev equally, that announces to us, Asheikro, that announces to us, Lo Begrua Tasus Yachpats, Lo Beshokeh Ish Yotzeh. It's not the strength of the horse that Hashem wants. It's not like he's choosing who to feed and who to take care of based on how strong or powerful of an animal it is. Look at the animals and learn from them to us. It doesn't matter how skilled somebody is, how good of a job they have, how strong they are. That's not what Hashem's looking for, and that's not what's important to Hashem in the slightest. Lo begruas hasos yachpat. Hashem gave out who's strong and who's weak. So why would he make that the criteria of how well you're going to do and how successful you're going to be? Lo b'shokei ish yirtzeh. It's not with the thighs, like the strong muscles of a person, that Hashem wants. What is it then that Hashem wants? What does he look for? Rotza Hashem yirayav, atem yachalim l'chasto. Hashem wants those that fear him, those that look towards and put their hope in Hashem's chesed. They know that it all comes from him. So what this is stressing to us is where we have to put our hope in, where the outcome is completely and only dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on man's power and strength. He doesn't need the strength of the horse. He doesn't need the muscles of the man. That's not what he's looking for. He's looking for Yirat Shemayim, and that a person puts their hope and their trust and Hashem. Another pshat in Livnei Or V'Shei Yikra'u is not that the way Hashem feeds them announces to us that Lo B'Gvuras Hasus Yechpatz, but actually, who says this? The Malbim says that the babies of the Oriv actually themselves announce. They themselves scream out when they're hungry, Lo B'Gvuras Hasus Yechpatz. Like, I guess they acknowledge or they realize, so to speak, that they have to put their trust in Hashem. Who says this pshat? That somebody says a pshat. Why doesn't it say Lo Begvuras Ha'ish Yiratzeh? Hashem doesn't want man's strength. Why does it instead say Hashem doesn't want man's thighs, meaning his muscles, like the strong part of him? Why doesn't it just say the Gvura of man? Because there is a Gvura of man that Hashem does want. Ezo Gibor Hakovesh Yitzro. When we talk about men and human beings, there is a Gvura that Hashem does want, and that's our conquering of the Yitzhara. That's the Yerat Shemayim. So that's why the Pasuk specifically says, Lo Beshoke Yitzhara. It's not that he doesn't want the Gvura of man. He wants the Gvura of your ability to overcome the Yitzhara. He's not looking for the muscles of man. Rotz Hashem Yireyav, that Gvura. Etam Yachalim Lechasto. Shabki Yerushalayim as Hashem Halil Kaitzion. The people of Yerushalayim should praise Hashem. They should be Mahalel Alekayach Tzion. The people of Tzion should praise Hashem. So, meaning when you live in a place where there's more Ashras Hashchina, where you're closer to Hashem, that requires you to notice things more, to think Hashem more, to appreciate Him even more because you're in a place that's on a high level. But not only that is being referred to here. If you remember earlier in this Mizmor, we said yesterday, in the second Pasuk here, Bone Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem is constantly building Yerushalayim. We said that even though it looks like we can't imagine the Geula coming, Hashem is constantly, even now, building it. Everything that happens, even the difficult things, is all part of the building process of Yerushalayim. So therefore, he goes back to that idea and he says, okay, so now that I explained that to you, when I showed you that, don't be thrown off when somebody's weak or somebody's strong. Hashem could turn everything around right away. What he's looking for is Yirat Shemayim, and he's going to save you, he's going to take care of you. So therefore, Shapri Yerushalayim Hashem Yerushalayim, even though now it looks like you're in Galus, it looks like your children aren't living in you, praise Hashem because you know that everything could just turn around in one moment. Ki chizak b'riche sha'arayich Berach Banayach Bekirbech. Hashem strengthens the locks of the gates. Usually a city is guarded by how strong its gates are. Berach Banayach Bekirbech. Hashem sends blessing to the children within those walls, within it. So he gives blessing within the walls. He strengthens the border around the city. But how does Hashem do these things? Not the way we do them. With actual defense and armies and with actual, you know, methods of enhancing the produce of a country. No. Hasam Gvulech Shalom. How does Hashem strengthen the walls of Yerushalayim and the Jewish people? By making peace around the borders. He doesn't have to make the walls stronger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just send peace around the borders. He can make the enemies not successful and not hate the Jews, or Hashem could withhold them from their plans. That's how Hashem strengthens the walls. It's even better, more effective. Chelev Chitim Yasbich. He satiates them with the milk of their wheat. In other words, he makes the wheat better. He makes it grow better. He makes it come out better, their produce. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu's methods for taking care of a people, taking care of a city, a country, are completely different and more effective and better. And therefore, Shabki Yerushalayim is Hashem, because you have that special protection from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll pick up from over here tomorrow. Shkat.